23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Four die in Mofumbwe CDF vehicle crash. In African news, dozens of Ethiopians and migrants are die in boat capsized off Yemen. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Four people have died in Mufumbwe district after a Toyota Land Cruiser belonging to Mufumbwe Police Station and funded under the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, lost control, hit a pig and plunged into a ditch. Northwestern Province Commission of Police, Brighton Siwale, said the accident happened on August 1st, 2025, around 22:30 hours in Kalambo area near Mudemba village along the Mufumbwe Zambezi M8 road. Mr. Siwale said the vehicle driven by Constable Mpange Joshua, 32, was reported speeding from west to east. Mr. Siwale said two victims had died on the spot, while the other two died upon arrival at the hospital. The deceased have been identified as KT Malasa, 72, of Kamongoma village, and Lilian Kiwanda, 53, of Kikambu village, both of Chifa Chizela in Mufumbwe district. Dube Kakambu and Stephen Chikanya, both of Kakumbu village, also died after being admitted. Mr. Siwale said the four bodies have been deposited in the Mufumbwe District Hospital mortuary, awaiting postmortem, while nine others are admitted with various injuries. Commissioner Siwale stated that preliminary investigations point to the driver's negligence and he will be charged accordingly. A concerned resident of Moforila District, Albert Achilea, has strongly condemned the actions of small-scale miners, commonly known as Jerobos, during the recent protest. Mr. Chilea expressed concern over the group's behavior, emphasizing that while the need for economic opportunities is understood, the approach taken was unacceptable. He urged those involved to act responsibly, warning that such actions ultimately disadvantage the country as a whole. He has called on the Zambia police and the government to provide a clear solution and protect the general citizens.
Behalf of Young People for Positive Change Zambia, I wish to express our deep concern and strong condemnation of the riotous behavior that occurred in Chingola following the deadline that was given for small-scale miners, commonly known as jilabos, to vacate the Senseri open pit mine. While we understand the frustrations and the desperate need for economic opportunity among our youths, we need to understand that what happened in Chingola is deeply regrettable. Looting of shops and destroying property is not the answer. These actions have not solved the problem. Instead, they have created more pain, especially for innocent traders in Chiwempala.
Persons with disabilities in Mukuji District have appealed to government to prioritize the construction of inclusive and accessible education infrastructure. Bino Kafula, a representative of persons with physical disabilities, urged authorities to ensure that new classroom blocks and public buildings are designed to accommodate wheelchair users and those using crutches. Mr. Kafula noted that despite various efforts to promote inclusive education, physical barriers are continue to hinder learners with disabilities from fully benefiting from the system. He stressed that disability rights must be integrated into all stages of planning and construction.
Kulomba kwesu kwa kwevati yevale kula maskuru haya vale muno kwevati vale shako nukwa nabapao kasropu kwa kwevati tuwe ninina ifo kuenda pama stepsi chaliwecha shupa nangupona kuti wapona mbanga watu shila kwa kupitila kasropu waka panga sija ila wasebu ino sana eko tuingende la kulivambia wakuti na kwa tawe uchea leti ende na makasa kula kuine kwa siva mkishisha so kwe kulomba kwa ndinga kubuteko. Na wansa vale kula maskulu vale muno kwa TC vale vika kupanta amu ine tule ndamoku ya koli mbio pari ya siorefu wako nomba kuya mtu nine pa pas pa mastefu pala wambu kukatapanchu wala afrasi.
The local leadership in Kapirimponshi has assured residents of Central Ward that some pending infrastructure development projects will be soon realized. Town Council Chairperson Brilliant Munyeke has disclosed to Comrade News in an interview that residents in Central Ward should not feel segregated, as the nation cake will benefit every corner of the wards in the constituency. Mr. Munyeke pointed out that roadworks across the townships will be addressed. He also reviewed that sanitation and water reticulation issues and marketplaces that have seemingly been neglected will equally be given a facelift.
I'm very happy that this time around, at least we've got something that we can point at in Central Ward with the CDF. Actually, with the CDF, starting from the time that we were in the office, let's talk about the Central Ward. We did a mortuary. Second, we did some bores at the district hospital. At least we have reduced the issue of water challenge. And also, we have done a clinic at North Park, which is a very good thing that we have done in Central Ward. And also, in addition to that, the Central Ward will also benefit in terms of the road, because we'll make sure that we work in some roads in Central Ward. Also, the Central Ward will also benefit in terms of AVIC, the road that will be tired, about 20 kilometers. And in addition to that, we are engaging the RDA if they can also help us and expand Kapiri Tunnel.
We break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.